Regina, the Sask. Party government and opposition New Democrats resumed their war of words Friday, this time over a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU. The province recently signed with Ontario. At a media availability outside the legislature, NDP critic Alina Young and Sally Hauser, standing alongside United Steelworkers Mike Day, took aim at a press release from the Government of Ontario which appeared to say that Ontario, not Saskatchewan, steel would be used to build pipelines. In response, the Saskatchewan government accused the NDP of dishonesty and pointed to language from the MOU itself that did not specifically mention Ontario steel. The dispute stems from an Ontario news release from July 22, issued during the Council of the Federation meetings in Ontario's Muskoka region. That release touted the signing of an MOU by Ontario Premier Doug Ford, Alberta Premier Danielle Smith and Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe to build new pipelines, rail lines, and energy and trade infrastructure. What had Young and Hauser outraged was a passage in the release which seemed to claim the pipelines would be built with steel only from Ontario, not Saskatchewan. Today's MOU calls for the new pipelines to be built using Ontario steel along a route that will connect Western Canadian oil and gas to new and existing refineries in southern Ontario, as well as a new deep-sea port in James Bay. The MOU also calls for new rail lines, also built using Ontario steel, to connect critical mineral deposits located in Ontario's Ring of Fire region to ports in Western Canada. Premier Scott Moe was also quoted in the release saying the agreement commits our provinces to work together to unlock new markets, shore up our supply chains from mine to port and advocate for the federal reforms our industry needs. Young calls MOU a slap in the face. I want to get right to the point. Scott Moe is quoted in a press release from Doug Ford's own government, said Young. She pointed out to reporters that the press release explicitly states that any new pipelines or rail lines will be built with Ontario steel. Young called this a slap in the face to Regina steel workers and to our economy. She said Saskatchewan makes large diameter pipe right in Regina, and Ontario can't. So here's my question. Did Scott Moe not read that press release? Because if he didn't, we're looking at the sloppiest, most careless government in Canada. Hauser accused Moe of selling out Regina steelworkers. Scott Moe needs to look Regina steelworkers in the eye and tell them he sold their jobs to Ontario, said Hauser. And it's not just this MOU, even in Doug Ford's newest pipeline RFP, Saskatchewan steel isn't mentioned, not even in passing. So if Moe thinks this is a win for our province, I'd hate to see what losing looks like. Government points to actual language in MOU. The wording of the MOU itself tells a different story compared to the Ontario news release. The MOU states that signatories Saskatchewan, Alberta and Ontario would work collaboratively to launch a preliminary joint feasibility study in 2025 in order to help move private sector-led investments in rail, pipelines and ports projects forward. Within the feasibility study, the parties will work to encourage industry to explore ways to maximize the economic benefit to Canada through the use of Canadian supply chains, including steel and components from signatories. Soon after the NDP media conference, the government issued a statement pointing to the language in the MOU. They also accused the opposition of being lost and reckless, a phrase they have recently adopted. Saskatchewan people know the NDP are lost. Saskatchewan people know the NDP are reckless. Now, Saskatchewan people know the NDP are dishonest as well, the statement read.